听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000, book 2. Unit 1. Education is a key. Part 1. Warming up. A.
Keywords. Oxford. Cambridge. The University of Sydney. The University of Victoria. The University of Auckland. Harvard University. Columbia University. Boston University.
Vocabulary. Commitment. Undertake. Innovation. Excel. Cosmopolitan. Stimulating. Enrollment.
You are going to hear some people introducing some universities in some English-speaking countries. Supply the missing information.
What kind of student comes to Oxford? The answer to this is, there is no Oxford type. Common qualities they look for are commitment, enthusiasm, and motivation for your chosen area of study, backed by a strong academic record.
The University of Cambridge is one of the oldest universities in the world, and one of the largest in the United Kingdom. It has a worldwide reputation for outstanding academic achievement and the high quality of research undertaken in a wide range of science and arts subjects.
The University of Sydney was the first to be established in Australia, and, after almost 150 years of proud achievement, still leads in innovation and quality. The university excels in sport and social activities, debating, drama, music, and much more.
Known for excellence in teaching, research, and service to the community, the University of Victoria serves approximately 17,000 students. It is favored by its location on Canada's spectacular west coast, in the capital of British Columbia.
New Zealand's largest university, the University of Auckland, was established in 1883 and has grown into an international center of learning and academic excellence. The university is situated in the heart of the cosmopolitan city of Auckland and provides an exciting and stimulating environment for 26,000 students.
Founded in 1636, Harvard has a 380-acre urban campus with easy access to Boston. It has a total enrollment of about 18,500 students. This university comprises many different schools, such as the Faculty of Arts and Sciences, School of Business Administration, and School of Education.
Columbia University is an independent co-educational university which awards master's, doctoral, professional, and other advanced degrees, with an enrollment of about 20,000 graduate and professional students.
Boston University is located along the banks of the Charles River. With more than 30,000 students from all over the United States and 135 countries, it is the third largest independent university in the United States.
B.
Keywords. Online. Academic degrees. Social experience. educational like better communication.
Vocabulary. Progress.
Listen to a passage about the online higher education in the U.S. Supply the missing words.
American universities have been offering classes online through...
I made the barbecue. And they have special recipes. They have certain spicy chili or very special sauce. Ellen, what do you think about all the different kinds of sauces there are?
I think the unique thing about a barbecue is that no matter where you go in America, they'll have a different recipe. So in some parts, they'll have tomatoes in the sauce. And in some parts, they wouldn't dream of having tomatoes in the sauce.
It's true.
Maybe they just have vinegar and spices. Mm-hmm. And in other places, they like to use wood. They like to use wood to grill the meat with. Mm. And in other places, they like to use charcoal.
Online school uses a problem-solving method of teaching. Students attempt to solve real problems in their classes online instead of reading information. Students who have taken online classes say they like them because they do not have to travel to a building at a set time to listen to a professor. Professors say they have better communication with students through email notes than they do in many traditional classes.
Part 2. Educational systems.
Keywords. Primary school. Secondary school. High school. Higher education. College. University.
Vocabulary. Comprehensive school. GCSE examination. A level. Sophomore. Provincial. School board. Diploma. Certificate.
A. You are going to hear some people talking about the educational system in their country. Before listening, discuss the pre-listening questions below.
How old are children when they begin school in our country?
How are the levels of schooling divided?
What do school children have to take before they enter the university?
B. Now listen to the material. While listening, focus on the points in the chart. Supply the missing information in the chart.
Well, in Britain, from the ages of 5 to about 11, you start off at a primary school, and then from 11 to 16 you go on to a secondary school or a comprehensive school. And at 16, you take GCSE examinations. After this, some children take vocational courses or even start work. Others stay on at school for another 2 years to take A-levels. And at the age of 18, after A-levels, they might finish their education or go on to a course of higher education at a college or university, and that's usually for 3 years.
Well, it depends on what state you're in, but most kids in the United States start school at about 6 when they go to elementary school, and that goes from the first grade up to the 6th grade. Some kids go to a kindergarten the year before that. Then they go on to junior high school, that's about 11, and that's the 7th, 8th, and 9th grades, and then they go on to senior high school around age 14. Starting in the 10th grade and finishing in the 12th grade, usually. Some students will leave school at 16 and they'll start work, but most of them stay on to graduate from high school at age 18. In the first year at high school or college, students are called freshmen. In the second, they're called sophomores. In the third year, we call them juniors. And in the fourth year, they're called seniors. Now, a lot of high school graduates then go to college or university, and they do a four-year first degree course. Some of them might go to junior college, which is a two-year course.
Well, in Australia, well, in most states anyway, children start their primary education at five after perhaps a brief time in kindergarten. They will stay at primary school until they're about 11. Then they'll either stay there or go to an intermediate school for a couple of years. Then they start high school, usually 12 or 13, which you start in the third form. Now, after 3 years at high school, you sit a general exam, some states call it school certificate, and that is a sort of general qualification. After that, you can leave school at 16, or...
That poisoned a California town's water. You're a lawyer?
Hell no. I hate lawyers.
Erin Brockovich is brassy, bold, and outspoken, but this twice-divorced single mom desperately needs a job, and she talks her way into getting hired by attorney Ed Masry, who had represented her in an unsuccessful auto accident lawsuit.
There's two things that aggravate me, Mr. Masry. Being ignored and being lied to.
I never lied.
You told me things would be fine. They're not. I trusted you.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't need pity. I need a paycheck.
As bold as she acts and speaks, Erin dresses even bolder in tight, short skirts and revealing outfits.
Years old. They must stay in school at least until they are 16. However, most students continue to finish high school. Some go on to college or university. Each year of schooling represents one grade. The school year extends from the beginning of September to the end of June. Elementary school includes kindergarten to about grade 8. Secondary school, or high school, may start in grade 8, 9, or 10, and it usually continues until grade 12. In Canada, students may go to university or to a community college. If they want to learn skills for a specific job, they attend college for 1 to 4 years to get a diploma or certificate. For example, lab technicians, childcare workers, and hotel managers go to college. Universities offer degree programs as well as training in certain professions, such as law, medicine, and teaching. Universities offer three main levels of degrees. Students earn a bachelor's degree after 3 or 4 years of study. A master's degree can take another year or two. A doctorate may take a further 3 to 7 years to complete.
C. Now listen again. Answer the following questions briefly.
Part 3.
Remarks on Modern Education. Keywords: snob value, promotion, a piece of paper, ability, rejected.
Vocabulary: snob, craftsman, decent, promotion, humble, colleague, reject, oblige.
A. Listen to a passage talking about modern education. Complete the statements with the information you hear on the tape.
Education has acquired a kind of snob value in modern times. We are no longer content to be honest craftsmen, skilled at our work through years of patient practice. Nowadays, if we want to get a decent job, we have to have a piece of paper. If we want to get promotion in even the humblest job, we have to obtain a certificate or a diploma first. We may know that we would be better at the job than the man with the paper qualifications, but our experience and practical skills are regarded as relatively unimportant. Johnson would have been manager by now if he'd taken the trouble to get a degree, his colleagues say. He's a clever man. He could have done anything if he'd had a proper education. I wonder if, as time goes on, we shall discover that many people whose practical experience and ability would have been enormously useful to their employers have been rejected on the grounds that they are insufficiently qualified. Would it not be better to allow people to become expert in the way most suited to them, rather than oblige them to follow a set course of instruction which may offer no opportunity for them to develop skills in which they would have become expert if left to themselves?
B. Listen again. Check your answers to exercise A and then decide which of the statements in exercise A are major points and which are supporting ideas and facts. Write the statement numbers in the right place. Part 4. Short talks on listening skills. Listen to the short talk entitled Thinking Ahead of the Speaker. Anticipation helps. Some important words are taken away from the written passage. Supply the missing words.
Thinking ahead of the speaker. Anticipation helps. Listening is an extremely complex communicative activity. In his book, Principles and Implications of Cognitive Psychology, Neisser defines listening as a temporally extended activity in which the listener continuously develops more or less specific readiness for what will come next. In other words, an effective listener is constantly setting up hypotheses in his mind, and also he is constantly testing his hypothesis by matching it with what he has heard in reality. If he hears what he has expected, he receives the information. But if what he hears is totally out of his expectation, he fails to get the message.
The skill to anticipate what is coming in listening comprehension depends largely on the listener's familiarity with the theme of the message. It also depends on the listener's knowledge of the speaker as well as the setting.
Obviously, when we listen to something that we already have some information about, it is generally a lot easier for us to take in the new information. Therefore, pre-listening preparation seems to have a big role to play in enhancing listening comprehension. Before actual listening, we could perhaps first give some thought to the topic, discuss it with others, read some related materials, and do some vocabulary work. If we could make ourselves fully oriented for the forthcoming talks or lectures, we are more likely to become effective listeners.
Of course, readiness beforehand is not at all enough. Active thinking must take place all the way through. In fact, we should always try to think ahead of the speaker. The ability to anticipate helps us in logical and intelligent guesswork. It does not only enable us to know generally what a person is going to talk about in a certain situation, but also, interestingly enough, sometimes even exactly what a person's next utterance is going to be in a discussion.